6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Friday, May 20th, 2022. And you're on the Power Hour. I guess there are people out there that want to call in and talk. And guess what? You can. 844-769-2944. I guess you can call it Feel Good Friday if you want to. Or as they say in East Texas, Yatu. Today, by the way, is the last day to save on 10% off North American Urban Spice products. And BOGO on the Oxy Lift while supplies last. Limit one per customer and 10% off Oxy Sulfur. Those are the good things going on right now. News and open lines for the next 2 hours. You can call up and we'll engage in a little diatribe here. Whatever trips your trigger, floats your boat. Whatever subject matter I may cover that just all of a sudden gets your goat and you want to call up and give me a piece of your mind. That's what the open lines are for. 844-769-2944, the number to call. We have, on the email blast, if you have not been getting this, what are you waiting for? You just need to go to thepowerhour.com and sign up. I believe there's a text number that you can text and this stuff will come into your phone. But most people like to read it in big print. I hate reading junk like this on phones. To me, they might be handy to plug into your car and use as a navigation tool. But when it comes to reading documents on a phone, I'm not real big on that. Usually we graduate to an iPad or something a little bit larger than your phone screen because it just drives me crazy. I don't know about you, but we're publishing a full list of the members of Congress who voted on that $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. You know that Scarecrow is going to sign it once it gets on his desk. And just to further, you know, piss off America, who doesn't want to get involved in another war. We just got out of Afghanistan, and as an added bonus, now, sorry, no Ginsu steak knives, as an added extra bonus, we gave the Taliban $83 billion worth of weapons. Might as well left all our advisors over there, too, while you're at it, Joe. Let them educate the Taliban on how to effectively use all the gear we left them. Waste of taxpayer money. Apparently, this administration doesn't give a rat's patootie how much debt they actually rack up with the Federal Reserve Bank. It's not even federal. It's not even a reserve. Most of us who are smart enough that have done the research, and I know we have a very smart audience here, knows what kind of fiat money system we got floating around in America, which is another reason why they want to have a great reset over in Europe. EU needs a lockdown, like restrictions to curb Russian oil use. See, everybody's moving toward the Great Reset. What can I say? It's one of those things that we just, you know, at some point in time we might have to deal with. But anyway, the lines are open. 844-769-2944. Craig in Georgia. How are you, sir?
Oh, doing fine. Power Hour listener for about 15 years now, and really
wonderful.
Appreciate the work you do.
Well, I appreciate that,
last
too.
Last night, Dave, my wife and I went to our theater, our local theater, to see 2,000 Mules, the latest Dinesh D'Souza film. And I would highly recommend that. Wonderful information, great production value in the film itself. And I would really want to encourage people to go out and see it because in this first limited run in a few theaters around the country, if that goes well, then a lot of other theaters will pick it up.
Well, that's a good point. And the thing is about the 2000 Mules movie, it's fairly documentative about how the election was stolen, but it kind of leaves open the possibility that, one, a lot of people who watch it get educated so that it doesn't happen again, or two, they simply go, oh, well, go home and watch it happen again in November.
Well,
what
I hope happens is that there are some people that get indicted and prosecuted for their crimes of carrying ballots in states such as mine, Georgia, where it's illegal to transport ballots unless you are a relative of a voter or maybe a caregiver for a sick voter.
That's a good point you make. And, you know, if we just start again, we talked about this on the show yesterday. Obviously, you probably were listening. One of the things that we have been advocating is for people to get a hold of their county sheriff, get acquainted, and get them involved in the upcoming election to enforce those laws that you speak of, Craig. I think it's a great idea. And, you know, we're hoping that people are paying attention to what you just said and encourage people to go out and look at it, because it gives you an actual valid look into how they stole it. Not that we can do anything about what happened. We can't do anything about what happened, except these local prosecutors are going after some of these cases. They're sporadic and isolated, but at least they're trying to set some sort of example. And we hope that, you know, they succeed in doing it, because it does send a message to those who are contemplating a repeat performance in November. So, yep, you get the you get that email blast?
Yes, I do get the email blast.
Wonderful. Well, you get to see the list of all those Congress members, congressmen and senators, and how they voted. There was only a handful of each that voted no to sending $40 billion for Ukraine. And I just think it's a waste of U.S. taxpayer dollars. But it's nothing new, especially with Democratic administrations. They love to raise taxes and spend like drunken sailors in a whorehouse.
Sure, absolutely. Oh, one other thing before I go.
Sure.
A friend of mine named Bob Bierman is a host of a radio program called Truth to Ponder. And it's broadcast over shortwave. And he wants to have you as a guest on his show, and I just wanted to see if maybe we could work that out.
That would be absolutely wonderful. We like sharing information and talking turkey with other talk show hosts. I did that when I was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, over the weekend, and was on several different podcasts. And, you know, I've made friends with a lot of podcasters out there, too, which is the beautiful thing about going to the events that I go to, is that you get to network with other news people, and they get to spread that word out and share information. And then we get to, like, analyze the information and figure out exactly what the other side or the powers that be have in store for our future, so that we can either make plans to fight it or, you know, on the other hand, come up with something a little more creative and do our own thing. So, yeah,
right.
Tell
now,
Bob,
how
Bob
can I get in touch with you?
Well,
okay,
can I just hold on the line? Well, support@thepowerhour.com would be the quickest way to reach out and let us know what his contact information is, so we can set up a date and time. support@thepowerhour.com. And I get those emails, by the way. If you send them, they get forwarded to me, and then we can set that up right away so that we can be on a show.
That sounds great. I'll send you an email off today.
Well, I appreciate that, Craig. Appreciate you, and appreciate your comments and the fact that you even took the time to go see 2,000 Mules. That's absolutely wonderful, and thanks for caring so much about what the hell is going to happen to this country if we don't stand up in November.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
God bless you, sir. Thank you. All right, there you have it. Folks, this is the kind of Feel Good Friday we're talking about right here. Open lines, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And we're here for the next hour and 45 minutes talking turkey with you. And we were talking before about these lockdown-like restrictions to curb Russian oil use. What is their problem? You know, here's the thing. When you start cutting off fossil fuels, the United States is not the only country here that is experiencing issues. Germany has gotten itself so addicted to natural gas, especially provided by the state, that, you know, if you all of a sudden start cutting this down and restricting usage, people are going to get bent. It's like electricity. If you have electric and all of a sudden you don't have electric, and you find out your neighbor doesn't have electric, and all of a sudden the food in the freezer and the fridge is spoiling, and you didn't prepare and you don't have some sort of solar backup, some sort of generator you can keep the refrigerator on to keep your food cold, keep your freezer, you know, the meat in the freezer done so you can at least eat for the next month. Then all of a sudden you discover, hey, we've been hit with EMP. And I know, you're like, oh, Dave, come on. You're going to do this again? You're going to bring it up again? Here's the thing. Until more and more people start getting this stuff in their homes and getting preventative measures, I mean, this is part of preparing, and I know a lot of you out there, we have the smartest audience on the show, and I know that you all are out, wait till you hear some of the junk they're saying about elderly people. They should just move out of the way and make, you know, make plans and let the young people come in. Yeah, you old people need to just do away with yourselves so we can let the young, this is the kind of junk they're talking about. This is in the news headlines today. We're gonna talk about this. They just think that all the elderly people should just drop dead. I'm like, excuse me, we're the ones who founded this bloody country, and I understand that, yes, we might, some of us might. I'm not going to include all of us. I can't do that. That's not fair. I can't include all of us leaving a mess for our kids to clean up, especially all the debt. But see, you know, when we elect all these administrations that spend money like a drunken sailor in a whorehouse, as I mentioned to Craig, when you get people like that elected to office and they control the majority in our one-party system, you have problems. And they spend crazy, crazy money on stupid things. The migration habits of sea turtles. Really? Why do we need to know that? I mean, this is the kind of nonsensical stuff that our government spends money on. It's called pork. Yeah, that thing. So when you look at stuff like this and you look at our dependence on electricity, and now they want to go green, but in order to go green, what do they got to do? They got to come up with a plan. Do they actually have a working plan? No. Are they leaving it up to private industry to do this? I mean, here's Elon Musk trying to acquire Twitter while he's got all these tens of thousands of cars being recalled because a screen might go out in his Teslas. I'm just like, and I'm incentivized to go out and buy one of these vehicles. Why? I don't get that. I don't think anybody else does either. There's not enough supercharging stations around the country to accommodate the influx. And see, this is another thing that Scarecrow and his sidekick Giggles haven't figured out, or anyone in their administration, is how they're actually going to manage things. They don't get it. They don't understand. And see, so we're facing the same thing that they're facing over in Europe as far as fuel shortages. And then to make matters worse, besides trying to enter into a social credit scoring system in Italy, over 1 million Italians are set to receive a fine in the mail as Italy continues its policy of mandating the Wuhan coronavirus vaccinations for all over the age of 50 until mid-June. The 1.2 million people over the age of 50 are set to receive a fine of 100 euros, which equates to £84 or $104 U.S., for remaining unvaccinated, despite the mandate being rolled out by the Italian government in mid-February. The president of the Scientific Foundation has claimed as many as 19.5 million Italians are either unvaccinated or have not completed their third or fourth dose of a coronavirus vaccine, according to Kronenzeitung. It's a newspaper. An estimated 600,000 Italians had received fines for being vaccinated in March of this year, prior to the government relaxing Wuhan coronavirus restrictions. Among them was a woman named Maria Setta from the Sardinian municipality of Lula, who got a letter in March. The arrival of the letter announcing the fine was treated as odd by her family. I wonder why that would be. Well, when asked, they said Miss Setta died 18 years ago. Duh. Yeah, that's one spicy meatball. Getting a fine in the mail when you're dead. This makes a whole lot of sense, you morons over there. This is the thing. You know, we have morons running the government here. We have morons running the government there. They really want to drag down their country and make their, I mean, can we, why didn't you come to see me before? What happened to the Sicilians out there, huh? Can't we do something to clean up your government over there? It's nutty over there. And of course, you know, we're taking cues from what's going on in Europe. Why? Because you got Klaus Schwab and all these people with the World Economic Forum looking to do the Great Reset. That's why it's all happening. And of course, they want to pull us into this World Health Organization pandemic control. What's going to happen to us then? Are we going to tell Tedros Ghebreyesus to go piss up a drain pipe? I think so. We don't have to listen to him. We have a constitution here that protects our rights, folks. And if we don't like something, we have the power, according to our founding fathers, to change things as we see fit. Speaking of which, I refer to the gentleman that is running the Department of Homeland Security now as the stork who pulled his head out of the sand. I'm talking about Mayorkas. This guy's a real douche. He's Cuban-born. He's allowed 36,628 Cubans to enter in April, and he's going to pull in 150,000 Cubans into work into the U.S. economy. And they're allowed to get work permits simply by asking for asylum, even though they're economic migrants. The Biden inflow is greater than the 125,000 Cubans who flooded into the U.S. during the 1980 Mariel boatlift. So when you're looking at stuff like this, and you got all these million Americans, 10 million Americans have been pushed out of work, a lot of them just flat out don't want to work. A lot of them are these lazy, good-for-nothing Gen Zers who want to live at home with their parents. Oh, that's a whole nother talking point. For those who want to call us on our toll-free number, 844-769-2944, and get into a little dialogue about the lazy good-for-nothings that are getting themselves deep into debt, as we reported on yesterday's program. It's so easy to suck them in. We've already figured this out. See, as adults, we've already been there, done that. This is old hat for us. A lot of us have been foreclosed on multiple times. A lot of us have filed bankruptcy multiple times. We've already figured all that out. It seems like that's the end thing to do because we know we have a way to get out of it. We have a way to escape. All we got to do is file bankruptcy and screw up our credit for the next 10 years. That according to the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Now, to kind of add some humor to that situation, do you realize that after you file bankruptcy 3.5 years later, you're eligible for a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan? Do you ever wonder why that is? Because their government is reckless with their policies. We don't really teach people a lesson if they know they can just go dive back into the swamp after they got themselves in trouble. And this is why, if we don't have the kinds of policies in school, teaching people in school how to behave themselves, finance 101, mortgage 101, checkbook 101, credit cards 101, if we don't teach them this stuff when they get out, and that's why I thank God for homeschoolers, and you homeschool moms out there, God bless you, and the fathers that support, and you single moms out there, I know there's some single moms out there that are homeschooling their kids, and that's a good thing too. Many of you are self-employed, at least I hope you are, and if you're not and you're struggling, there are all sorts of ways to make money. I'm going to give you one solution right now since we're all about solutions, and yes, I know there's paperwork tied to it, but you know, this is what eBay is for. When you have platforms like eBay and Craigslist, you can go to garage sales. You'd be surprised what a lot of these working moms do, and you can take the kids with you if you want and teach them the elements of business. Go garage sailing and find some really good stuff and buy it for cheap and then turn around and resell it on eBay because there's always somebody out there. Remember the old saying about one man's junk's another man's treasure? They will buy this stuff at a markup. And this is how single moms are or should be making money rather than sucking off Uncle Sam in the way of food stamps and everything else. Now I understand it's necessary if you need a little help. But you got to have some motivation to get back on your feet and move forward. This isn't one of these things where you just get to milk off Uncle Sam forever and a day and just live off the teat of the government. You just can't do it. Jeff in Wisconsin, did we hit a nerve this morning? How are you, sir?
Hi. Just calling to support everything you're doing and let people know that they want to know about Elon Musk. Should go to TeslaEngine.org. That's TeslaEngine.org. And okay, look at an open letter to Elon Musk. And it tells a big story there about Tesla, about our energy, about our medicine. That only love heals. Tesla was the greatest physician in the world. His simple devices that are available for less than $100 have been proven to be just what he said in 1896, the cure for all organic disease. People should know about this. It's revolutionary, it's mind-blowing, and it's real. TeslaEngine.org.
All right, I'm writing this down. TeslaEngine.org. O-R-G. All right.
And look at
wonderful. Nikola Tesla. And you've read this letter, obviously, Jeff, right?
I wrote it.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Hey, I appreciate your contributing this. God bless you for that, sir. And so are you using this stuff in your own home?
I have it on right now. It's the best thing for psychiatry if people are having mental problems because of all this baloney. You put the two pads on the back of your head and you turn it on and it gives you the longitudinal energy and it shuts down the left side of the brain. It's completely proven. It's the best, most effective psychiatry treatments that there is. Proven. Of course, the pharma is trying to block it. But it has been proven to be the best treatment for any psychological condition, and it puts you into love. And only love heals, period.
That's true. Well, and here again, you know, it's probably better than electroshock therapy. Can you imagine that?
Oh,
electroshock therapy. Yeah.
There's two sides of the brain, the left and the right. The left is transverse, the right is longitudinal. And what it does is it shuts down the left transverse side of the brain and lets the longitudinal love prevail, and that's where your healing is.
There you go, and that's why we call this Feel Good Friday. I could just see the commercials now,
yes.
Jeff. Wait a minute, you've just had another wonderful session of electroshock therapy. Time to enjoy beer made with real potatoes. Yeah.
Yes, and it's also the best treatment for glioblastomas, the ones that are untreatable from these cell phones. It's been proven to be the best.
Glioblastoma from cell phones. You know about that. Wonderful. We're at our break. We'll pick up these conversations after the bottom of the hour. Thank you, Jeff, for your phone call. 844-769-2944. We're going to take your phone calls. We've got lots more news to talk about here and issues that are of concern to you. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We'll be right back. remember that movie. 31 minutes after the hour of 11 Central Time, Friday, May 20, 2022. Here on the Power Hour, phone lines are open again. Jeff, thanks for that call, by the way. TeslaEngine.org. You wrote that letter, and we're going to go check it out because I just, you know, frankly, just fancy the idea of using gadget that can save us a lot of money in the long run. There's always solutions out there, folks. We appreciate you calling up and offering yours, if any you have. 844-769-2944. And speaking, we were talking about immigration a little bit earlier on the show. President Joe Biden, I don't really like to, I mean, he's in the White House now, or at least we think he is. We're not sure where he is. He doesn't even know where he is half the time. I'm a little fire, Scarecrow. That's why I like to call him Scarecrow and his sidekick Giggles, who can't complete a sentence without laughing. What kind of buffoon did we put into office? This is no wonder his ratings are the lowest that they've been in the entire history. I think people are getting sick and tired of paying the prices at the pump and in the grocery store. But here's one more for you. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency is deporting far fewer illegal aliens convicted of murder, kidnapping, sexual assault, and other felonies, according to data from DHS, Department of Homeland Security. I call it the Department of Homeland Insecurity now, because if they're going to let all these people loose, I mean, we're talking about less than 40,000 being deported from the U.S. compared to fiscal year 2020, when nearly 104,000 illegal alien convicts were deported. They're going to leave these people in the country, and what do you think they're going to do? I mean, we already have one instance of a father of four in Jacksonville being shot to death by one of these jokers. We have to actually let them commit an aggravated felony before we do something about it, folks. This is one of the reasons why I talk to so many people, especially in my locale. Don't know about yours, but mine, they're buying guns, and they're learning how to use them, clean them, respect them. And I'm trying to get Tim Schmidt from United States Concealed Carry Association, which I'm a member. I'm trying to get him on the show because they offer an insurance policy in case you get into a confrontation and you have to shoot somebody in the face and you kill them. And all of a sudden the sheriff comes out and says, well, looks like we're going to have to haul y'all in. And then you find yourself defenseless, or rather seemingly so. There is an insurance policy out there, actually, that will supply you with an attorney that specializes in defense in case you have to use a firearm. Unlimited representation. Plus, they pay your bond to get you out. Because the worst thing you can do after taking someone out who's invading your space is to be stuck in a jail cell waiting to go to trial. Especially on charges like that. These lame-o prosecutors, look what happened to Kyle Rittenhouse if you don't believe me. And the thing is look at all the stories they made up. Here's one of the things that our media is very good about doing. It's called demonization. It's what they did to David Koresh at Waco. It's what they did to Randy Weaver at Ruby Ridge. Name it. They've done it to Michael Flynn, did it to Roger Stone. They've done it to everybody. They demonize. This is what they do. They pick on people. They did it to Rittenhouse. They call them all sorts of stuff. Even Scarecrow jumped in and called him a white supremacist. Yet Scarecrow, the hypocrite, hangs out or used to hang out with Robert Byrd when he was still alive, avowed member of the KKK. You want to talk about white supremacist? I can't wait till Biden loses all his hair so we can call him a skinhead. I mean, you know, these people are begging to be made fun of. And when you've got somebody running this country, or at least that's what he wants you to believe, he's running the country with a mental acuity of a two-year-old. Wow. Boy, we really are in a world of hurt. Thank God for the 50 United States. We're all our own little jurisdictions here. And so depending on where you live, this is why a lot of people are moving from New York and New Jersey and California to the southern states. Because they all want to live in freedom. They don't like the idea of living where it's not free. And when you got people out there, lamos, that are just going to let crime run rampant in the streets and do nothing about it, let hate crime. Oh, this is something Merrick Garland, another moron that they put in office, accusing parents who show up at school board meetings and protest because they have all sorts of little things going on. I want to share something right now that's just going to blow your doors off. If you don't call me and talk to me about this, I'm going to know something's wrong. 844-769-2944. A Washington State school board member is set to host a queer youth open mic night at a sex store for children aged 0 to 18 on June 1st. Are you ready for that? Jen Mason, who sits on the board of directors of Bellingham Public Schools in Washington, owns the sex shop, Wink Wink Boutique. According to the store's website, which is set to host the event, the Queer Youth Open Mic Night Facebook page invites queer youth of all ages to share poetry, music, or a story. According to the event's Facebook page, what do you want to make a bet? They're grooming kids. It's posted on Fox 42 KPTM for those of you who want to go look. Her picture is there, just so you know who to take it out on. Yeah. And the whole time she says, Wink Wink offers a space for people, including queer folks, to ask questions and learn about sexuality in an accepting, safe, and shame-free environment. Really? Oh, let's everybody go over to Jen's shop and get naked and learn how to use sex toys. Wouldn't that be fun? Oh, yeah. Well, the Wink Wink Boutique describes itself as a woman-owned, inclusive, not creepy, and for all ages on its website, alongside a variety of sex toys. The Wink Wink Boutique offers private sex coaching with Mason, who states that she is a certified sex coach and educator on the website. Oh, God. Unbelievable. These people are radically nuts, and they're pedophiles. I can't say anything different about them. I mean, just the whole shape of the story. If, in fact, this is going to happen in that store, I think I'd be outside protesting. If you live in Bellingham, Washington, and you're hearing this, or you live nearby and you want to go put up a sign. Wow. Maybe we all stand out in front of the store and wave bananas at the owner. Would that be fun? Remember how they used to in sex education show you how to put a condom on a banana? I mean, this is going to be worse. This is elevated way past that point, folks. This is how sick and twisted. And because of the fact this is a school board member, that in of itself would be enough to have a recall and oust that moron. Reprobate. Oh, God, am I demonizing this person? Oh, maybe I'm not being fair, am I? Wow, that's a conflict of interest, huh? Being a school board and then being a pedophile. That would be definitely, that's like a fox guarding the hen house. Yes, grooming them for future use in society. Oh, my, it's getting so crazy. I'm going to have to go take my prescription of Damitol. So they're letting all of these illegals stay in the country, and it's just going to be a matter of time before these people don't have any money. They're gang members, and they're going to come pay you a visit in your house and take what you have, which is one of the reasons why people need to own guns. What, are you going to just wait? How many Wacos and Ruby Ridges do we have before people wake up? That's my question. You got an answer for me? 844-769-2944. It's pretty scary out there. Former FBI Director James Comey and his top deputy were briefed on claims against then-presidential candidate Trump brought to the FBI by a lawyer working for Hillary Clinton's campaign, according to the Bureau's former general counsel. It's what he testified in court yesterday. James Baker, who was the Bureau's top lawyer at the time, met with Michael Sussman. During the meeting, which took place in Baker's office, Sussman handed over white papers and thumb drives that allegedly contained data proving a secret back channel between Trump's business and a Russian bank. Claims that were later deemed false by the FBI and the CIA. But instead of doing something about it, they just let it go on. This is how useless our agencies are. There is no fidelity, bravery, and integrity in the FBI anymore. These people are pathological liars. And Winkin, Blinken, and Nod announced May 18th, the U.S. is going to be offering $215 million in emergency assistance to ease worldwide food shortages, which have been worsened by the Ukraine war and resulting supply chain disruptions. $215 million in new emergency food assistance. and we expect your Congress very soon to approve approximately $5.5 billion in additional funding for humanitarian assistance and food security. Winken, blinken, and nod said at the Food Security Ministerial in the UN headquarters. $40 billion taxpayer-funded Ukraine bill. That's what the $5.5 billion is part of. It's on its way to Biden's desk. And what are they going to do with all that taxpayer money? Give it to everybody in the world. We are buying friends. You know, a long time ago, my mom told me, you cannot buy your friends. They take your money, and once it's gone, you never see them again. Until they want some more money. Then they come, oh, hey, buddy, hey, pal, how you doing? Hey, can I have a 20? Like $20 billion? They will continue to mooch off you until you say no, and then you're not their friend anymore. That's how it works. Would somebody please teach the Democrats that policy, that principle? State of New Jersey has been sued. That's right. An election integrity group is suing New Jersey Secretary of State Tahisha Way for allegedly violating the National Voter Registration Act by refusing to disclose documentation explaining how election officials resolved duplicate voter registrations. Oops. The Indianapolis-based Public Interest Legal Foundation says it needs to view the documents because recent studies show thousands of New Jersey residents possess duplicate, triplicate, or quadruplicate voter registrations, which makes you wonder how Murphy got elected as governor. I really wanted to see Joe Chitterella win that. That would have been a switch, wouldn't it? Can't let New Jersey set a trend for concealing standard operating procedures for data entry and hygiene as if they were state secrets, especially when we are seeing persons registered 3, 4, 5, and even 6 times. See, this is what the Democrats absolutely love, cheating. You know, part of that, I think, comes from the fact that they all want they know that once, hey, we put Democrats in power, they'll give us everything we want. Free stuff. Yeah, somebody's got to pay for it. Yeah, eventually the money runs out. The bank's going to come calling when you can't pay the note. I just love it. These Gen Zers going out and getting into credit card debt like this. And they ignore it. Oh, mom, I got to move in back into the house because I can't afford an apartment. But my credit card bills are like, you know, in excess of $25,000. I got 3 credit cards, mom, and I went out shopping the other day. All of a sudden, the Dunning phone calls start and mom's answering the phone because the kid put mom's number down as a contact. Kid won't answer his cell phone. So who are they calling? The parents. Now the parents are having to put up with Dunning phone calls from creditors wanting their money while their kid is out partying. Amazing how that works, isn't it? This is what's wrong with our future generation. Arizona's turncoat attorney general shredded all hope for election integrity. The most despicable display of political and legal malfeasance, Arizona's Republican attorney general Mark Brnovich balked on pursuing criminal charges based on evidence surfaced during the exhaustive election audit following the 2020 presidential election of Biden. This, according to Gateway Pundit, put out full article. The full forensic audit of Maricopa County's 2020 election discovered evidence of hundreds of thousands of fraudulent votes. After 7 months of investigating the fraud, Brnovich released a report acknowledging the problematic system-wide issues and confirming over 100,000 ballots did not have chain of custody documentation. During 2021, America watched Arizona try to bring election integrity back to the ballot box. Thanks to Brnovich, nothing has changed. America's still in the dark. 2022 midterm elections are just as likely to be fraudulently mismanaged as the 2020 elections, according to Gateway Pundit. Of course, now you have to look at the fact that maybe there are people in Maricopa County, which is where Phoenix is, for those of you that don't have your geography in place, that are actually going to rise up and do something about it and keep this from happening again. Maybe, you know, when Brnovich comes up for reelection, you get rid of the rhino. Yet you see him on TV. He's on Tucker. He's on Hannity. He's very places. You know, people go to Fox News and they think that's the alternate to watching Communist News Network and MSDNC. It's not. I mean, Tucker is close to the edge of reality when it comes to truth and asking questions that deserve logical answers. We watch them every so often. Don't get me wrong. You have to kind of know what's going on in their realm in order to sift past the propaganda. Because if you don't know what they're spewing and you get hit blindsided, it's very difficult to shuck the cognitive dissonance and get into the world of logic and understand what they're trying to tell you and whether or not they've twisted the truth or not. This is something that is all part of what I talked about at the weekend summit there, what we call Reawaken America Tour in Myrtle Beach. Because everybody's got a link somehow, somewhere, to the Tavistock Institute, and they're all being manipulated. As a matter of fact, Dr. Mehmet Oz, a GOP Senate candidate, was a member of the World Economic Forum, the head of WEF's Global Leaders of Tomorrow Health Initiative, and developed a health manual for the WEF aimed at millions of people who, he said, had abdicated responsibility for their own well-being and the overarching needs of society. Oh, my. Who is Dr. Oz? Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. That's exactly what we're talking about here. The Wizard of Oz, Mr. Mehmet, celebrity physician and TV host, like we should believe this guy. Well, there you go again. Oh, Ronnie, you're back from the dead. You still have your Alzheimer's?
Well, Nancy, what about my medication?
Yeah, oh, sorry, Ronnie. Didn't mean to bring you up. Didn't mean to resurrect an old memory. Yep, you wonder where the Rex 84 plan came from? All those concentration camps set up in America? Well, you can thank Ronnie for that. He's the one who set them up. Why? To house Mexican detainees. Really? Is that all they're going to put in there? Sure they're not going to be rounding us up in the future because we said boo to Biden? Let's go, Brandon! There you go. For those of you who don't know who the World Economic Forum is, you need to do your homework. They're a left-wing lobbying group known for hosting international government and business elites at annual summits in Davos, Switzerland. It's like one giant whorehouse. WEF notably launched its Great Reset program, and Klaus Schwab wrote the book, The Great Reset. It's in your face. They want to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies. They want to inject us with nanotechnology and turn us into transhumans. And, of course, we have messages come in over my personal inbox. Somebody who is living in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, versus in the country praying for God's protection over me and my family. One of the things I've always said, and thank you, Sarah, for that. One of the things I've always said about moving to the country, do they think that things are cheaper in the country? I think they are. One, because if you're out there, you have a tendency to be a little bit more self-sufficient than if you were living in the city. Oh, I can, you know, it's like I was talking to my, you know, daughter some time ago, and her mom asked her, you know, where do eggs come from? And she said, from the store. You know, it is, animal husbandry is so much fun when you get right down to it. Raising chickens, or hens, laying hens. No rooster, just hens. I don't need to be awakened at 3:30 in the morning by a cock-a-doodle-doo. Don't need it. Don't, unless you're going to be breeding hens to lay eggs to hatch chickens, you don't need them. Don't need the rooster. But, you know, this is the beauty about living in the country versus a city, is you get to be more self-sufficient, and you get to learn things that will sustain you even in light of a world food shortage or a power outage. Kevin in Ohio, what say you?
Hey, good morning, or afternoon, excuse me.
Depending on where you are.
Yeah, got new information there yesterday, came out, and really made my skin crawl.
Uh-oh.
On this pause about the disinformation board, the yep. truth board, did you see Michael Chertoff has been hired to do that job?
I didn't catch it, but thanks for bringing it to my attention.
Boy, that makes my skin crawl. I mean, he hit me personally because I was traveling a lot at the time of 9/11 into Belarus. And when 9/11 hit, you know, that he co-authored the Patriot Act that was done how long before 9/11 ever happened.
Oh, yeah. It's been sitting on the shelf collecting dust until they had a false flag attack and got us into Iraq. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Nothing like a coincidence to have that little peep, you know, treatise, you know, in your portfolio. And then he also did the full body scanners at the airports.
Uh-huh.
You remember that?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I kind of like the idea. There's a comedian you can watch if you really want to have a feel good Friday. His name is Dale Jones. He's rather animated. And if you get on YouTube and you type up Dale Jones comedian and watch this guy, he's hysterical. He goes, look, if I'm going to go into one of those body scanners, I'm going to put on a show. He starts dancing around on stage and turn it off. It burns, you know. Can you imagine doing that in one of those body scanners? That's Feel Good Friday, Kevin. What can I say?
Yeah, he also did all. He is involved in the Russia hoax too.
Yep.
That Hunter's laptop is a product of Russian intelligence.
Of course.
And it just makes my skin crawl because I was traveling back then in those days, that year or two there. Back and forth into a communist country, and I was going there okay before 9/11 that year, and then bang, when that hit, it just felt like the whole world fell on my shoulders. You know what that sensation is like when you know like there's no more United States. I'd lost my land.
Yeah, that sinking feeling. I get that. I've had that once in my life. Yeah.
Yeah. I've had it a bunch of times, but then, and then we never heard of a Department of Homeland, DHS, Homeland
Security.
Right,
well, Homeland, you know where Homeland came from, right? From Hitler. That's what he called the German state, which is Homeland.
That's what really made me think, because, you know, you got the fatherland there, and we never heard of a homeland. Good God Almighty. That and Motherland Earth.
They got a TV show now called Homeland, right? we need to brainwash all our people out here, you know, make them think this is normal.
Yeah, I mean, everything changed at 9/11. Every single thing. And I used to be proud to go over there to Belarus and walk around the free markets and stuff, and they would say, "Ah, Merikonsky," you know, really, you know, in loving gestures. And I wouldn't go there today for the world. I sold my flat there and everything. I mean, it's just...
Wow.
It's just a killer to know that we're running like that, like the fatherland. And I just had to bring it up because... You know,
well, no, I appreciate that. And what do you think about the $40 billion we're giving to Ukraine?
I think that I read the details about how that's being broken down. Did you see where they're sending $20 billion of that to the Defense Department? $20 billion is going to actually Ukraine, but it's, and then they break it down. And about the last things that they're going to fund are really humanitarian. Everything else is for, is for bureaucracy.
Yep. Free food. Free.
Everybody gets a free car now. You know, you need a new diamond ring, boy. You know, things like that.
Really? Call Hunter. Hunter will fix you up.
Yeah, and then lastly, before I go, my friend and I were talking about the coming elections, and him and I were kind of finally agreeing that we hope that the gas goes up to $10 a gallon, and I was telling him, I hope people have to walk to the polls because, that's, you know, something's got to happen here.
you made that statement, I believe, in sarcasm, but...
Yeah.
You know what they're saying? They're saying gas could actually reach $10 a gallon in certain parts of the country. So you are not off the beaten path, sarcastic or not. I really believe that people are going to have a very hard time not going to the polls to vote because of this. I mean, Biden's ratings are the lowest they've been in the history of a presidency. I rate him probably about 10 points below Jimmy Carter.
Wow, you're really giving him a lot because I wouldn't give him that much.
Well, no, I'm giving Carter a zero, so he's minus 10.
Oh, okay. Now I'm right with you, buddy. I'm right with you.
Well, I appreciate your call, Kevin. Thanks so much. God bless you, sir. All right, there you go. God bless this country. We need some prayers for this country, folks. We're in a world of hurt. We all know it. And, you know, it's very difficult to try to orient yourself to adjusting to what's going on in the world when you've got people like the World Economic Forum out there complaining about overpopulation or suggesting that older people consider euthanasia for the children. I'm dead serious. It's out there. In a video seen on Twitter, full of geriatrics saying they've had a good life after explaining there's too many humans on the planet. The video suggested elderly folks who are no longer productive should opt out for euthanasia. I'm certain children all over the world are thankful their grandparents will be suggested to opt themselves for their benefit. Oh, yes, it's all about the kids because we can, you know, this is Christina Lagarde of the International Monetary Fund. Old people live too long, and this is a risk for the global community. What Christine is saying, in effect, is unless you are a productive member of society your entire life, you don't deserve to live. Wow! Where's Kevorkian when you need him? Yeah, I don't think so. We have a very smart audience out there, and I know you're elderly, and God bless you. We need you around here to talk some sense into these morons. We're going to be back with more of news and your phone calls after our top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.